Obuasi Governor Prince Dapo Abiodun explained that the 250 youths in each of the 20 local government areas of the state would be selected for the scheme, while pointing out that the participants would be trained to become officers and receive allowance during the skills acquisition program. Governor Abiodun said the beneficiaries would also be connected to off-taker organizations in both public and private sectors.
I tell you that our administration will continue to sustain our approach of engagement with the youth, to understand their concerns and together fashion out appropriate programs to address them. Let me assure you that our administration will continue to focus on policies and programs that will accommodate empowerment, that improve the standard of living of our people and reduce poverty.
The governor described the new empowerment scheme as another opportunity for the youth to realize their dreams, adding that the scheme would enhance employment generation, alleviate poverty, and boost food security in the state. Earlier, the State Commissioner for East and Sports, Mr. Oludare Kehinde, had explained government plans to ensure the implementation of policies and programs to enhance living standards of the youth.
Sogun State, under the leadership of His Excellency Prince Dr. Dapo Abiodun, has been quite exceptional in granting connection, cost, and opportunity to the youth of Sogun State.
Mr. Kehinde also commended the youth in the state for their peaceful and mature conduct in the wake of NSAS protests. Some of the youth who spoke to Studio Nigeria, including Mr. Michael Adeyemi and Mr. John Olaosebiko, described the program as a laudable development.
It's a good initiative by the governor. The youth really love this. I really thank the governor for introducing something like this.
So it's a very nice concept that will empower at least the majority of the youth in the state. With this, it makes you your old CEO.
They also acknowledge the government's efforts to boost the welfare of the youth and promise to take advantage of the empowerment program to improve their productivity. In Abeokuta, Bolanle Adesida, Radio Nigeria.